From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I had a nice time at the beach. There weren't a lot of shells for Dr. Tim, but I was able to find a few. And you know something? It was really nice to be in my own car last Sunday and listening to yelling at the radio. I was all those words that ended in tan, but I was not as fast as the player last week.
She
was great. So I was listening to the challenge that you gave us, which involved moving letters of the alphabet in alphabetical order, but remind everyone of the challenge that you posed last week.
Yes, it came from two listeners, Alex Bobreski of Syracuse, New York, and Stan Eisenstein of Beltsville, Maryland. And I said, name a famous movie star, four letters in the first name, six letters in the last. And I said, the first and last letters of this person's first and last names appear consecutively in the alphabet. Who is it?
I tried. I didn't get it. Who is it?
Well, the intended answer was Carl Malden, the actor, and also the American Express card pitchman. And there was an interesting, almost alternative answer, Keel Martin, who is an actor in Hill Street Blues.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, never leave home without either of them, right?
Right.
We had about 1,600 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner from those correct answers is Renee Noel Felice of Staten Island, New York. Hi, Renee Noel.
Good morning.
Man, you got some great letters and L's and N's and O's and E's in your name. Great name. What do you do in Staten Island?
I'm a storyteller.
Oh.
I tell stories from different spiritual and religious traditions.
Wow, so a wordsmith. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
A long time.
You're ready to play, I bet.
I am as ready as I will ever be.
All right, well, we'll meet Renee Noel. Let's play.
All right, Renee Noel and Leanne, today I've brought a game of categories using the timely word voter. For each category I give, you tell me an answer beginning with each of the letters V-O-T-E-R. And your first category is makes of cars, past or present.
Volvo.
Volvo, good.
Oldsmobile.
Uh-huh.
Toyota.
Good.
Edsel.
Edsel, yeah. Good. Good.
And R.
Uh-huh.
R. Oh, Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce, excellent. Your next category is terms used in geometry.
I failed that, actually.
I'll give you V for vector.
Oh, good.
Good, good. There's several O's.
Not oblong, think, right?
Hmm? Oblong, good. Oblong, oval, octagon, any of those.
Okay.
T.
Triangle.
Good.
Ellipse.
Ellipse, good. And an R?
Radius.
Radius, oh, that was fast. Mm. All right, your next category is foreign rivers.
Oh, Will.
Volga.
Volga, good.
That's Tiber.
Tiber, good.
Rhone, Rhine.
Rhone or Rhine, good. You need
an E.
O and E.
I need an O and an E.
For O, the biggest one is in South America.
Or.
That's it?
Or, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Orinoco is right.
Oh.
And E. There's several, but there's a big one in the Mideast.
Euphrates.
The Euphrates, good. Good, good, good. And your last category.
That's all right. These aren't easy.
Theology school right out the window. Okay.
One more category. It's words containing a Q.
A Q? Any word containing a Q.
That's right.
Okay. V. Vac. No.
Vanquish.
Vanquish, good.
Good.
Okay. Oh. Or T, or E, or R.
O.
For O, think of a word meaning, it's an adjective meaning hard to see through.
Opaque.
Opaque, good. A T?
Tranquil.
Tranquil, excellent. E?
Equanimity.
Equanimity,
ooh,
good.
Great words.
Any L's at this point. And R, I can think of a name.
How about relinquish?
Relinquish. Good. Good job. There's two heads working together.
No.
Thank you. Well, this time, Leanne, you really got to make up for last week.
For not being there. Right, exactly. Yeah. And Renee Noel, you're a terrific partner. Yeah. Well, we're going to send you some things for being our guest today. We're going to send you that weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Renee Noel, tell us what public radio station you listen to.
WNYC.
All right. Renee Noel, Felice from Staten Island, New York. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you so much. And the lapel pin is going on my dad's hat. Lots of pins, so he's thrilled.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Will. Now, you're off to Croatia, where you're going to be at the World Puzzle Championship. And so you're going to give us a challenge, and then next week we're going to call you in Croatia to play again. So what's the challenge you're going to have for us while you go a-traveling?
Well, it's a straightforward puzzle. Think of a word meaning mistake. Change the fifth letter to a new letter to get another word meaning mistake. So again, two synonyms for mistake that differ only in their fifth letters. What words are these?
Okay. When you know, let us know. Put that answer into an email and send it to puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, safe trip. Have a great time, and we'll talk to you next week from Croatia. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.